This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:03 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And this is, of course, Popit Popit Parliament, where we bring you the latest updates from the Dewan Rakyat.
That's right. So first up, a couple of highlights from the Minister's Question Time. Currently, the rule is that MPs read their questions in the Dewan Rakyat and then ministers provide written responses on Parliament's online portal.
Okay, so the first question that we're going to highlight comes from Kluang MP Wong Shu Chi, who questioned the rationale for implementing the CMCO in seven states. Datuk Sri Mohamed Ridzwan Mohamed Yusof, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, responded that the government made the decision after seeing that 1,755 new COVID-19 cases were reported on November 6th, and they had felt that a stricter approach was needed to prevent the situation from becoming worse.
Now, following that, Kuching MP Kelvin Yee wanted to know why all schools were closed, including in states currently not under the CMCO. Education Minister Mohamed Redzi Mohamed Jidin stated in his written response that the government felt this was necessary to stop the spread of the virus and to ensure that the schooling year for 2021, as well as major exams, aren't affected and can resume as planned.
Okay, and speaking of major exams, Machang MP Datuk Haji Ahmad Jazlan bin Yaakob asked a question during the oral Q&A on efforts to help students prepare for SPM and STPM without those face-to-face classes. Deputy Education Minister Muslimin Yahaya responded by saying that the ministry is also concerned about how students will cope, given that 36% of them do not have access to digital devices for their studies. However, he did say that the ministry is placing trust in the capability of teachers to assist their students.
Kita sebenarnya memahami keluh kesah, terutamanya di kalangan pentadbir sekolah, di kalangan ibu bapa, termasuk pelajar sendiri yang akan mengambil peperiksaan awam. Di peringkat sekolah, kita sangat yakin dengan kreativiti cikgu-cikgu sekolah yang bukan sekadar memberi tugasan secara online ataupun mencetak dari ibu bapa ambil sekolah, mereka juga mengambil inisiatif menghantar sendiri ke rumah bagi pelajar-pelajar yang berada di zon yang jauh daripada akses kepada internet dan kepemilikan pada peranti. Kita yakin walaupun mungkin ada sedikit keresahan, sedikit kekurangan untuk pelajar-pelajar kita menghadapi peperiksaan SPM, kita yakin kita mengambil inisiatif untuk memastikan bahawa PDP dapat dilaksanakan juga walaupun dengan apa cara sekalipun.
So the deputy minister then went on to mention several initiatives from teachers for remote learning, including through TV programs and by delivering study materials to students. He also mentioned several other digital initiatives.
Bagi murid yang mengikuti PDP di rumah dan mempunyai peranti serta akses internet pula, KPM menjadikan kemudahan pembelajaran dalam talian melalui platform seperti berikut. Pertama, Pelantar Pembelajaran Digital iaitu Digital Education Learning Initiative Malaysia DELIMA. Melalui pelantar ini, murid dan guru boleh akses kepada aplikasi seperti Google Classroom, Google Meet, Microsoft 365, Apple Teacher Learning Center, buku teks digital, video PDP dan quiz. Koleksi video pendidikan melalui pelantar EDU Web TV dan CikguTube bagi perkongsian koleksi video daya usaha kreatif guru dan PDP, dan yang ketiga, program dan aktiviti seperti kelas digital e-class untuk murid.
That was Deputy Education Minister Muslimin Yahya.
Moving on from that, Bukit Bendera MP Wong Hon Wai raised the issue of graduate unemployment. Minister of Higher Education Datuk Nuraini Ahmad listed several government initiatives to address this.
Bagi menangani isu pengangguran dalam kalangan graduan yang baru menamatkan pengajian, sejumlah 100 juta telah diperuntukkan melalui inisiatif penjana kepada KPT. Terdapat tiga program utama yang digerakkan oleh kementerian di bawah peruntukan penjana, iaitu yang pertama program job matching dan placement, yang kedua program berterusan keusahawanan, dan yang ketiga program yang bercirikan gig economy. Kementerian turut menjalinkan kerjasama strategik bersama dengan Kementerian Sumber Manusia untuk melaksanakan beberapa inisiatif. Antara inisiatif-inisiatif berkenaan adalah program reskilling dan upskilling bersama HRDF. Melalui program ini, graduan akan ditempatkan di syarikat-syarikat selama 1 bulan sehingga 3 bulan untuk mereka menjalani latihan pensijilan profesional dan kemahiran dalam bidang yang diperlukan oleh industri. Mereka akan ditawarkan pekerjaan di syarikat-syarikat tersebut sekiranya berjaya menamatkan latihan dan memenuhi kriteria yang telah ditetapkan. Kementerian turut melaksanakan program padanan pekerjaan dengan graduan dengan kerjasama PEKESO. Graduan-graduan yang berdaftar di portal Graduate Reference Hub for Employment and Training atau ringkasnya dipanggil GRADE akan dipadankan dengan kekosongan jawatan di syarikat-syarikat yang berdaftar melalui portal MyFutureJob sehingga 28 Oktober 2020. Sejumlah 122,702 graduan telah mendaftar untuk dipadankan dengan kekosongan penjawatan di dalam portal tersebut dan sejumlah 31,942 graduan telah mendapat penempatan.
All right, so that was a long list of initiatives, but just to recap, the main ones included job matching and placement programs, as well as reskilling programs in collaboration with agencies like the HR Development Fund and PEKESO. An MP also brought up the issue of skills mismatch where graduates take up jobs that are inconsistent with the skills or qualifications that they obtained in university. Here's the minister's response.
Mismatch ni sebenarnya yang berhormat adalah disebabkan kekurangan tawaran pekerjaan yang bersesuaian dengan jurusan graduan. Kami di pihak kementerian ada membuat libat urus bersama dengan universiti dan industri untuk mendapatkan maklum balas mengenai keperluan guna tenaga dan kemahiran yang berkaitan. Kita ada menubuhkan Majlis Pekerjaan Nasional memberi peluang dan tumpuan untuk pelaksanaan inisiatif mengwujudkan peluang pekerjaan. Kita ada membuat engagement bersama dengan Kapten Industri. Mereka akan menawarkan gaji dan pekerjaan yang setara dengan kelulusan graduan. Dan juga Majlis Penasihat Industri telah ditubuhkan bagi mendapatkan pandangan industri. Dan yang terakhirnya, kita juga ada melaksanakan inisiatif Job Creator Framework bagi melahirkan lebih ramai usahawan. Ini antara perkara-perkara yang sedang dan akan dilaksanakan oleh kementerian.
You just heard Minister of Higher Education Dato' Noraini Ahmad listing the efforts by the ministry to address skills mismatch among graduates. This includes engagements with universities and industry leads, as well as the implementation of the Job Creator Framework to generate more entrepreneurs.
All right, and now on to the debate for Budget 2021. Yesterday, we heard a whole lot from Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Today, a lot of the focus was on former Prime Minister, also former Finance Minister, Dato' Sri Najib Razak. So he raised a number of points. Key to all of this is his statement that Barisan Nasional will only support the budget on two conditions.
Yep, so those two conditions include an extension of the blanket loan moratorium until June 2021 and raising the limit for withdrawals from EPF account 1. Here's Najib himself declaring that conditional support.
Saya nak katakan bahawa budget ini dibuat dalam masa yang luar biasa dan kalau kita nak pinda pun budget ini, ia wajar dilakukan sebab inilah keadaan yang luar biasa dan tambah lagi dalam hal ini, pendirian Barisan Nasional seperti mana yang disuarakan oleh Yang Berhormat Bagan Datuk bahawa kita hendak supaya pengeluaran KWSP sebanyak RM10,000 secara one-off ini dan moratorium dilanjutkan pada 30 Jun 2021 ini diluluskan oleh kerajaan. Dan sokongan saya dan rakan-rakan pada bajet ini tertakluk pada kelulusan kedua-dua perkara ini. Tertakluk pada kedua-dua. Jadi sokongan kita pada bajet ni, Tuan Ibu Ketua, sokongan bersyarat.
Okay, so let's hone in on one suggestion, which is to allow for a bulk withdrawal of 10,000 ringgit from EPF account 1. Under the current budget, people can only withdraw 500 ringgit per month for up to a year. That is a maximum in total of 6,000 ringgit. So here is Najib with his reasons why this would benefit the rakyat.
Tuan Yang Dipertua, di sini saya ingin perjelaskan mengapa pembayaran one-off ini amat diperlukan oleh pencarum. Antara sebabnya, pembayaran one-off ini sebanyak RM10,000 boleh digunakan sebagai penyelesaian hutang tunggakan mereka seperti bil utility, bayaran sewa, pinjaman rumah, keperluan untuk anak-anak, caruman insuran, tunggakan dan lain-lain lagi. Selain daripada itu, wang tersebut boleh digunakan sebagai modal asas untuk memulakan perniagaan kecil, terutama sekali bagi mereka yang kehilangan kerja. Sebagai contoh, wang ini juga boleh digunakan untuk membeli peralatan seperti motosikal bagi menjadi pemandu penghantar makanan atau barangan. Rakyat juga boleh menjadikan wang tersebut sebagai modal permulaan memulakan perniagaan secara dalam talian atau online bisnes yang kini semakin pesat mengembang. Keperluan ini tidak dapat dipenuhi sekiranya dibayar cuma RM500 setiap bulan sahaja.
So that was the Pekan MP saying that allowing a bulk withdrawal of RM10,000 from EPF account 1 would provide people with cash to repay their debts or to invest in tools for their businesses.
All right, just a small side note here. The conditional support from Barisan Nasional for the budget could raise a challenge for it to get passed in Parliament, given that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's government currently only has a 2-MP majority. So we're going to have to wait and see how things develop in the next few days.
Right. In the meantime, though, coming right back to Najib, he also called for an additional RM1,000 cash aid to be distributed to Sabahans, in particular recipients of the Bantuan Sara Hidup. Here's him elaborating that.
Saya gembira apabila terbaca berita bahawa seorang timbalan Ketua Menteri Sabah memberitahu Petronas telah berjanji untuk membayar cukai jualan petroleum sebanyak 1.23 bilion kepada Sabah pada tahun depan, tapi tidak termasuk dalam bajet 2021. Jika benar, saya harap kita boleh pertimbangkan bayaran segera tambahan sebanyak RM1,000 untuk setiap penerima BPN khusus untuk rakyat Sabah. Tuan Yang Dipertua, rakyat Sabah perlukan bantuan sekarang, bukan tahun hadapan, sebab negeri Sabah telah dilaksanakan PKPB paling lama tempohnya dan merupakan negeri paling terjejas dalam gelombang ketiga COVID ini.
Okay, so we did tell you that it was a whole series of clips from the Pekan MP. One last point was regarding the RM81 million allocation for JASA, that is the Special Affairs Department. What we know is that it's an agency that has been tasked to disseminate government policy under the Communications and Multimedia Ministry.
Right, and this has been a controversial sticking point from the budget. Over the past few days, various parties have questioned why such a huge allocation was given to the agency and exactly what it does. We'll explore more of that later on the show with Premesh Chandran, CEO of Malaysia Kini, so do stay tuned for that.
And then now we have to head back to Najib, where he joined in with the criticisms of this allocation for JASA, citing the health and economic crisis that the country is dealing with.
Pada masa sedang dan ekonomi sedang berkembang, ada perlunya kerajaan mempunyai unit komunikasi untuk menerangkan dan mempertahankan dasar-dasar kerajaan agar ia tidak disalahfaham ataupun diputarbelit oleh pihak-pihak tertentu. Tapi pada zaman krisis di mana peruntukan lebih diperlukan untuk selamatkan rakyat, kenaikan peruntukan 4 kali ganda bagi agensi JASA berbanding zaman BN adalah sukar diterima oleh ramai dan mengundang kemarahan rakyat. Saya boleh terima jikalau peruntukan tersebut dibelanjakan untuk pembelian pelitup muka atau sanitizer kepada rakyat, diberi kepada ibu bapa untuk menggantikan bekalan rancangan makanan tambahan bagi murid-murid yang dinafikan sarapan pagi kerana sekolah-sekolah telah ditutup sehingga awal tahun hadapan. Tapi saya tidak dapat terima cadangan jumlah RM81 juta untuk JASA. Tuan Yang Dipertua, suara rakyat, suara keramat. Perkara yang tidak disenangi rakyat, jangan diteruskan.
And that was Pekan MP Dato' Sri Najib Razak. So we promised that was the last clip from him from today's sitting. And it looks like that's pretty much all the updates we have for today.
All right. So let us know if you have any thoughts on, as is typical with Popek Popek Parliament, we ran through quite a lot. So skills mismatch for graduates and how to deal with that. The suggestion from Pekan MP to extend the blanket loan moratorium, increasing the withdrawal limit for EPF account one to a lump sum of, is it 10,000 ringgit? Yes, 10,000 ringgit at a go. Let us know what you think of this. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.